Indigenous strikers gathered outside of Quito's Basilica, reacting angrily to an ultimatum issued by Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso.
We will radicalize our strike. We won't leave Quito without results. Long live the struggle.
Into the third week of a crippling nationwide strike, led by the Confederation of Indigenous Peoples, it appeared that negotiations with the government inside the Basilica were making headway. But an overnight attack against a military convoy escorting fuel from the oil-rich Amazonia region left one soldier dead and 12 injured. The government blames the Confederation's leader, Leonidas Issa, who in turn suggests it was the army that attacked an indigenous community first. President Lasso rushed to end the talks.
Pero no volveremos a sentarnos a dialogar.
We will not sit down again at the negotiating table with Leonidas Issa, who only defends his own political interests and not those of his union members. Indigenous brothers, you deserve better than this opportunistic leader who has deceived you and the entire country.
The ultimatum is seen by many indigenous communities as a declaration of war.
We are going to resist until the last consequences. We won't surrender. If we have to die, it will be standing up, not on our knees.
While the National Assembly prepared to vote on a no-confidence vote against Lasso, the leader of the legislature appealed to the president to return to the negotiating table.
The president's strategy is obviously to try to divide the until now united indigenous strikers, but it seems unlikely that they will want to turn their back on the charismatic Leonidas Issa, at least in the short term.
President Lasso has refused to cave into demands to lower fuel prices and repeal a decree that expands mining in indigenous regions.
Sooner or later, the government will have to understand that the situation is unsustainable and give in. The situation of ungovernability here is dramatic.
But Lasso is remaining firm, knowing full well that in the last 26 years, three Ecuadorian presidents have been forced out with the help of the combative indigenous movement. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Quito.